Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to the 42nd episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are Anna and
Klaus
from Apparel Entrepreneurship. And today's episode is a topic that was sent in to us by request. We get tons of DMs and we have phone meetings about this. And a couple of weeks ago, we had this super crazy topic discussing with one of our one-on-one clients, and we have this topic constantly. It's a constant recurring topic that we have inside the membership program, and it's because many designers are afraid of this exact thing, and they have had some bad experiences and issues regarding this. And so today we're going to talk about plagiarism and copying, and how to protect yourself and how to deal with plagiarism.
And before getting started with that, I just wanted to mention that about a month ago, we launched designer.com. That's a connecting platform for freelance designers and brands. We received a lot of requests from brands looking for designers and couldn't find them. So therefore, we have this platform. And now there are already over 150 designers worldwide working within bags, accessories, apparel, and footwear. So go to designer.com if you're looking for a designer.
Many of them are my previous colleagues, and they're extremely talented and very, very experienced designers. So go check it out.
Great. And before we continue, we need to have a little disclaimer for this particular episode. We have to state clearly that we are not lawyers. We are a designer and an engineer. What we talk about today is not legally binding advice. All laws are different in the country and state you live in.
Actually, what we're going to cover today are examples that we've seen and learned about in the many years we've had worked in this industry. So if someone has copied your design and you want to legally proceed to tackle these issues, you have to get legal advice. So please see an attorney or hire a law firm that can properly and legally help you in your state and country.
Good.
Yeah. You guys know that brands ripping off designers' work is not a secret. In the recent years, it's been easier to out copying brands with all the social media and the blogs and the Insta lives and stories. So something nasty like this does not stay a secret for long. And for some designers, it's a big issue, and we felt today that we had to talk about it. Hopefully, after this episode, you'll have more, as we say in Swedish, it's a funny saying, but we say meat on your bones, which means that you have more knowledge under your belt and more information. And so it'll be easier for you to take decisions along the way, no matter what happens.
And typically, there are two different scenarios on this topic. The first one is that designers are afraid even before they begin. They're afraid that the manufacturers or the suppliers are going to copy their design when they send away the tech packs and the sketches to them. The second scenario is that someone else has auto-copied their design, and they're just angry and bitter that someone has copied their stuff and they don't know what to do about it.
And the other day, we actually had a really long DM conversation with one of our members. And yeah, because a person had copied his product. He'd copied the product, almost it looked exactly identical. And unfortunately, this person had done it in a really poor way. So our member was super, super angry. He had confronted this person, but nothing happened. He didn't take the product away. He didn't do anything about it. He didn't pay him any money for borrowing his idea. So he was really, really confused and frustrated. And of course, he came to us and he was like, okay, so what can I do now? What is the situation and how can I proceed? And actually, we have a personal story to tell you about a similar experience that happened to us. And in the first exhibition that we exhibited with Zenaya, with our technical urban brand, we exhibited for 3 days, and it was at this outdoor fair. And we had tons and tons of people coming into the booth. And of course, there were lots of buyers and lots of also designers. And so we had a very interesting conversation with a couple of designers, because everybody, when people come into the booth, we were like, oh, so hi, where are you from? What are you looking for? How can we help you? And so we kind of figured out that these two people, they were designers, and they were actually from a very well-known outerwear brand in Sweden. And yeah, we talked about it. They have tons of questions about the, you know, the concept, the products. And on their way out, they took one of our lookbooks. And we didn't think much about it, but 1 year later, in their collection, they had an extremely similar parka that looked almost identical like one of our parkas. I was super pissed off. I felt really stupid for talking to them and for being so nice to them and, you know, for giving them so much attention. And of course, and also for all the information that I had given them, I didn't think much about it then. But it's something that you have to think about. And I was angry with myself that I let them take a lookbook. But, you know, things happen. You learn along the way. We have not had this issue happen afterwards because we kind of protected ourselves and we knew that this could happen. But yeah, it's not nice. I was super angry, frustrated. I just, you know, felt miserable because I had let this happen.
This was many years ago, but you have to get real. This is the industry. This is how the industry is and how it's always been. And we guess it's going to still be this way. No matter how many laws and rules that are implemented, it's the name of the game. People are going to try to copy your stuff and look at other designs when they're making their own. And even well-renowned fashion houses are accused of plagiarism. You have big names like Chanel, Michael Kors, Balmain, and they were accused of ripping off Givenchy. Then you have the obvious ones, brands like Zara, H&M, Forever 21, that allegedly copied designs as soon as they walk down the runway and their products land in their stores a couple of weeks after the show, way before the designers' original products have been introduced on the market. Is this fair? No. Is it okay? No. But it's a money game. It does not have anything to do with integrity or originality or authenticity or anything else. It's just about the money. And yes, it's also about the money for you as a brand that has been ripped off. So let's take a closer look at design protection in general.
Mm-hmm. It is very, very difficult to protect the design. And the copier can literally change the design just by tiny, tiny. And, you know, and then all of a sudden they can state that it's something new and different. It can still be very, very obvious that it's a knockoff, but most of the time it's a dead end for you. And if you have a patent pending or a patent, then that's a completely different game. That protection is for a specific function or a design detail or for a construction and not for an entire design. It's super time consuming to do a patent registration, and it also costs a ton of money. So unless you really have a super innovative, unique function or construction, that literally it's not worth it. So let's take one example. I know of a guy that has patented a hand pocket construction for a pair of pants. The patent construction keeps the things inside the pocket from falling out and in place. It's extremely unique. The construction is extremely thought out and technical. And yes, he has a patent on it. And for every brand that uses this construction, they have to pay him a fee. And another example, a special hood construction that has a special construction inside the hood to keep the hood snug on the head while you're moving. This is also extremely innovative and very detailed. But a design line on a blouse, or let's say a scooped collar or a floral print, it's not going to be given a patent. These things need to be very, very specific. So instead of worrying like crazy or letting this drive you mad, you can shift your mindset and use it to your advantage as much as you can. You could look at it from another angle. What can you do before? to be proactive? And how can you use it to an advantage? And how can you leverage this to give yourself more publicity or to drive more traffic to your website or actually to increase your sales?
So now let's talk about the two scenarios. The first one, how to protect your designs before you even have a product. And the second one, how to protect your designs when you already have a product. Hopefully we can give you some calming information and ways you can go about these issues. The first one is then again, how to protect your designs before you even have a product. And this can be that you have no registered brand or not a trademarked brand. This takes time, and you might be in a rush to bring your products to the market, and you might have had it in a trademark application or you haven't started yet. It might be the scenario when you have a tech pack or just an idea that you have handed over to the manufacturer and you're afraid that they will copy this stuff or pass it on and use it in a way that you don't want. And what you can do here is that if you have a very specific product or design, you can sign a non-disclosure agreement. That's a confidentiality agreement with the other party that states what you can do and not with the information that they receive. We can mention it, it's a very low risk that the manufacturer will copy anything from you. They see and work with so many designs all the time. So typically they don't copy. Their reputation is on the line as well. In our experience, this is not the stage where we see brands get copied when they interact with manufacturers and suppliers. So you don't have to worry too much. It's their business. This is what they see every day. And also, to be honest, most of the time, your design is not that unique. Your brand might be, or your overall service might be, or your business model, but the product itself is probably always similar to something else out there on the market. I mean, nothing is new under the sun. If you're worried, use an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement that you sign. And also in the process, document everything. Put dates on everything and even on your sketches. You can protect an idea, but you can show proof for everything physical that you have. Like a sketch or a prototype, you can take pictures, videos, put dates on everything. And you can also put a contract in place with the manufacturer. It's important that you have a signed contract that states that you are the intellectual property owner of your designs and your products. Before you start working with someone, do your background check on that manufacturer or supplier or other party and talk to reference brands. What is their experience with that manufacturer? Like with all business you do, with all partners you start doing business with, you have to do a bit of due diligence and background check to see if they are legit or not. And we actually have a terms of agreement template inside the membership program. And this month, we're also going to add a non-disclosure template for you to download.
And now let's get into scenario number two, how to protect your designs when you actually have a product. As soon as you put your designs into the world, they are out there for everybody to see. It's how to, and I'm doing air quotes now, it's hard to protect them. But you can still be very proactive about it. So again, keep documentations on everything, on your product's birth, from sketch to the final finished product, and all samples and prototypes and mockups. Keep everything in check with dates and with, if you have videos, if you have pictures, all these things matter. So if something happens, you can actually go back and have proof of your designs. Second, market the crap out of it to state that it is yours. You have to show the world that it's actually yours. So tell the stories about it. Show the behind the scenes and show the entire process to visually tell your customers how it came to be. And talk about the inspiration, for example, the reason you choose that design and the problem it solves and the color choices, all the materials and the details. Talk about your choices and the reason why you did what you did. By doing this, you will show, of course, authenticity. This will also connect, of course, you with your customer on a deeper level, and they will appreciate your designs even more. And it strengthens your brand and what it is doing. So, talk about your products and show the world that they are yours. Another thing you can do is be one step ahead. Remember that if someone copies you, they are doing what you have already done. They are one step behind you, and that means that you are one step ahead. If it's a style, for next season, for the next bulk production, change the color or add another detail or scrap that entire design if it's been copied. Move on.
So in general, there are a few things you can do. Just Anna said, when someone copies you, they're copying something you've done and not what you're doing. So if you think of constant evolution and innovation, even on your core products, keep tweaking, keep improving, keep pushing your brand. And your brand is everything. A design or product can be copied, but a brand can't because the brand is unique. Products evolve too. Some designs that are already fashionable can be outdated in 6 months. But a brand is timeless. There is no expiration date. Work on your brand message every day in your marketing. And be prepared, almost ready for it to happen, and run with it in your marketing. Remember the Balenciaga bag that looked exactly like the IKEA plastic bag, yeah? I'm sure you already know what we're talking about. If you don't, just go and Google it after you finish listening to this podcast. Also, go check out at Diet Prada on Instagram, and you can see daily how many brands are being copied. It's a great way to get ideas on how you could write about it if it happened to you.
One important fact. Sorry, guys, to say this, but how original is your design or product in the first place? Trends happen. There are cultural phenomenons happening, and you might get a brilliant design idea at the same time as another designer in another different country. That can actually happen, and it happens all the time because that's how ideas work. They are influenced by what's going on in the world. So think about it. Is your design actually that original? If you dig a little bit deeper and find out it isn't, it can actually blow up in your face. We've seen situations where a designer accused another brand for stealing a skirt design. And when this whole thing escalated on social media, people started to state that, in fact, the designer's product was very, very similar to a 30-year-old product. Inspiration can come from many places, and sometimes it's even subconscious. You think you get an idea, and actually you've seen it on the street, on a person, probably walking you by. So unless your design is truly, truly unique, you can take a deep breath and think a bit more about if you want to take this further.
But when someone copies you, you might get really pissed off and it's tempting to take this to court. But remember, it's very costly to go to court and it takes a lot of time and effort and just energy. It's energy draining. So instead of going to court, there might be other areas in your business where it's better to spend your time and money and energy on. So instead of doing this, you can make it into an advantage and use it to your benefit to strengthen your brand message even more. But you have to take action and do something within all your content. Use humor, make it into something funny, for example, instead of something aggressive and negative. Think flattery. You have done something great that another brand wants to be part of. So as we mentioned, it's a money game. The bigger brands most always wins over the smaller brands. They have the cash and the people and can put muscles behind it. If you're a solopreneur, this will be one of your thousands of things to do. Do you really have time and money to go to court?
One last thing. We know you've got tons and tons of things to do, but do take a couple of hours or a half day or a weekend or whatever and educate yourself on the basics of law. You will know what it means and you can make strategic decisions based on what you learn so that you can protect yourself against plagiarism. And if it happens, you will know what to do instead of getting into panic mode. Again, different countries have different laws. In Europe, designs can be protected by the copyright law as soon as the product's made, but in other countries, not. That's why it's so important that you check with a law firm where your business is registered. You want to work with someone who deals with intellectual property rights issues on a daily basis and is specialized in this industry. This is a tough topic, and hope this episode has helped you get more clarity on these issues. But we got you guys. We want to know, has this happened to you? Because we hear so many crazy stories. And how did you deal with it? What was the result? Let us know, because remember, we all learn from each other in this community. So DM us or write to go into the Facebook group. And yeah, let us know how you tackle this.
If you want to get more information on how to protect your brand, we get into more detail in the membership program where we tell you the different options where you can go. We have links to different trademark organizations around the world, etc.
That was it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for your time. This means a lot to us. And if you do not want to miss any episode, hit the subscribe button and do go into the Facebook page and let us know what you think about this, and also let us know what issues you've had so everybody can learn from it.
And you want to subscribe, because next week it's going to be an episode about how you can boost your online sales. You don't want to miss that.
Ooh, that was it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Speak to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Hopefully.